Dr. Kat Deng, the medical director at Malakal Teaching Hospital, says many returnees at Buluke Transit Center in Malakal suffer from severe illnesses made worse by poor nutrition.
The majority of cases among the returnees is due to this illness. Sometimes it will be pneumonia, severe malaria, complicated malaria, other gastroenteritis also will contribute to their death. The issue of nutrition also is playing a role. For some time, if you are not getting the good nutrition, you may end up getting to the nursing home and into other medical complications due to lack of quality food.
Deng Michael, the Director for Relief and Rehabilitation Commission in Malakal, also says many children die at the transit center due to lack of medicines.
The food being given to them is not enough. So medicine on the ground also are not even enough for them. Sometimes children are dying on the ground due to lack of drugs. So these are the challenges actually facing them on the ground.
Mai Kong, the chairperson of the task force for the reception of returnees and foreign nationals in Malakal, says the causes of death last year included measles among children, while chronic diseases and drowning also killed some elderly returnees. He says 7 people drowned.
Last year, we have a lot of cases of death, mostly the children's. The total number of the death cases was 118, 95 are children, and elderly 23. Cause of the death was measles, and also for the elderly cases was just the different chronic disease. 2 children are drawn in this river. This year, a little bit somehow, just only malaria and diarrhea is managed by 2 clinics, IMC and MSF.
He says he has urged the World Food Program to increase the amount of food it gives to returnees, but the UN agency is yet to respond to his call.
If the arrival has become too high or the number is increased, also that can be a problem. If the returnees spend more than the day that WFP giving the food, if they spend more than 7 days, can be a challenge based on the crowded in the TC. Even now, you can find someone has spent 12 days or 13 days. So we need support from humanitarian to look at that.
Himet Hacha is the medical coordinator for the aid group Doctors Without Borders, known as MSF, at Blue Card Transit Center. He says returnees spend 3 or 4 days on a boat between Reng and Malakal. He says some elderly people do not eat on the boats, which cause them to die on the boat or on arrival.
2 of the returnees arrived dead because the boat took 4 days from Reng to Malakal. And 2 older persons died because they are hungered. Imagine, by less food, they died. Because, as you know, from Reng to come here, they give to them biscuit. And for the older person, they can't eat biscuit. It's too difficult for them. And 4 days without food, without clean water, they drink from the river. The older person with chronic disease, he will or she will die.
20-year-old Awik Ariak says 14,000 South Sudan pounds is given to returnees, but it's gone within 5 days after they arrived Malakal, so they have no idea how they will survive. She says the cost of living is too high, and she's not sure of how soon she will leave the transit center to go to Awil.
Each one of us was given 14,000 SSP. We did not receive food. But here food items are expensive. The money does not last. When we eat the biscuit we were given, it causes stomach ache. It can cause sickness. And to the children, it is very bad.
Anay Makwe, who is traveling with his brother's children, says he got a stomach ache 2 days ago but was given medicine to relieve it. He urges the government and International Organization for Migration to help returnees leave the transit center in Malakal quickly.
We face a lot of challenges because there is no food. Yesterday I had a stomachache and I went to the clinic. I was given drugs and the doctors told me that there is lack of medicine. If you get some medicine, use it well until you recover. I ask the government and agencies to increase the flight so that everyone should go to their final destinations to go and find ways ways of living and for children also to find a better life.
Major General Chol Atem Jonget, Police Commissioner in Upper Nile State, says hunger is a major cause of severe illnesses among returnees. He urges communities in Malakal and aid agencies to donate food and non-food items to improve the living standards of returnees.
Could be just some diseases. And of course, hunger could be. Generally, staying of a person who's coming through a distance, there is an accumulation or a complex of problems could cause that situation. They need help individually or in group, shelters, food. I mean contributions of ordinary citizens of Malakan, of to offer this or anything that you have. And then I can hash the organizations to at least double their hand to these people.
Last week, International Organization for Migration Emergency Preparedness Coordinator Aaron Atkins said IOM and the humanitarian community are grappling with funding shortages in 2024. He said returnees from Sudan come with critical health conditions and the IOM will ensure they are treated before they are transported.
It is true that people who are arriving from Sudan do have some disconcerting health conditions. We screen prior to departure to try and ensure that people are who are in need of treatment, that they seek the treatment before moving anywhere. And for the most part, we're doing everything we can to ensure that people are safe along the way and that they have.
Atkins says the response is improving and appreciates the government of Upper Nile State for providing security to the returnees and refugees. He pledges that IOM will continue its support to the returnees and internally displaced persons if funding is availed. For VOA News, I am Amer Abraham Court in Malakal.